Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, and the country's going down like the Hindenburg. Anybody can see what's going on. It's incredible how bad things are going. CDC propaganda reaches hilarious new low as a supposed doctor posts a warning about her hospital being full of COVID patients. And it turns out she's a veterinarian. Folks, the lies and the fraud and the Nazi-level propaganda is everywhere. We are under Nazi assault. I've never in my life seen anything like it. There's no end to the CDC's propaganda and control as it proliferates every aspect of society, causing a loss of civil liberties and a complete loss of medical ethics. The lies about this vaccine, the lies about masking. It's incredible. The CDC stupid and new lows, sending out scripted messages about unvaccinated people filling up hospital beds, dying, and begging for a vaccine. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I noticed there isn't one story in one newspaper about a little girl or a little boy saying, my daddy died after he got the shot. If I could do it over, I wish I could ask my father not to get the shot. Not one single story like that. Not one wife, heartbroken, saying, I just wish I could have convinced my husband to do it over and not get the shot. But every day I open the paper, it's someone new who dies, and their wife claims, or the doctors claim, their last words were, I wish I'd gotten the vaccine. No, I wish you'd gotten ivermectin. Clearly, ivermectin is the answer to solving the COVID crisis, and clearly, the vaccine is not. The vaccine would not have solved anything or saved anyone. You can't prove it. But they're lying. A Democrat named Debbie Burnett used her Twitter account to falsely claim her hospital is at capacity with unvaccinated COVID patients. She said the entire floor plus the ICU are at capacity with COVID patients, almost all unvaccinated. I've been telling you, every time you hear this, it is a lie. It is scripted. She said our district has one of the lowest vax rates because our representative, Lauren Boebert, spreads lies and misinformation about the vaccine. Well, it turns out Debbie Burnett is not a frontline COVID doctor and has not seen an influx in COVID patients. She lives on the Colorado-Wyoming border and has been registered as a veterinarian in Wyoming since 2011. And on the side, she moonlights as a physical therapist at a hospital in Wyoming. She's not a firsthand witness to any hospital in Colorado where her Republican rival resides. And furthermore, Colorado's not at capacity with COVID patients or even close to capacity. Colorado reported 1,346 staffed adult ICU beds the same week that Dr. Burnett lied about hospital capacity. The hospitals have 102 admitted COVID patients and 790 patients who are suffering from other life-threatening health issues. Overall, 892 out of 1,346 beds, 66% are filled, which is typical and average for Colorado hospitals. And moreover, the vast majority of these ICU admissions have nothing to do with COVID or even the unvaccinated. Nothing to do. So the question is, how much that you're hearing in the news is lies and Nazi-level propaganda and Soviet-level propaganda all over these United States? It's incredible. If they're willing to lie like this, if Dr. Debbie Burnett, a veterinarian, is willing to lie like this, and I'll say again, it's an opinion show, and I'll say it's clear she lied, in my opinion. Something is wrong. Something is very, very wrong. How how much are they paying these people? Remember, I'm the guy who wrote the commentary that it's all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins. Something is really wrong. Someone is paying people to lie. Very, very, very scary. And here it is. The German media is admitting they lied. Let me see if I can get to this story for you, because it's online, and I got to get to my computer, and here we go. Here we go, here we go. Let's see if we can get it for you. So the German media is admitting they've lied about COVID to get everybody scared for the last year and a half. The editor-in-chief of Germany's top newspaper, Bild, has issued an unprecedented apology for the fear-driven coverage of COVID coming from his newspaper, Bild, the biggest newspaper in Germany and the biggest newspaper in Europe, specifically to the children who were told that they're going to murder their grandma. In a speech delivered to cameras, Julian Reichelt said, "Sorry for Bild's coverage, which was like poison and made you feel like you were a mortal danger to society." He directed his main sentiment towards children who have been terrorized by fear-mongering media coverage, which has caused child depression and suicides to soar across the world. "To millions of children in this country for whom our society is responsible, I want to express here what neither our government nor our chancellor dares to tell you. We ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for this policy which for a year and a half has made you victims of violence, neglect, isolation, and loneliness. We persuaded our children they were going to murder their grandma if they dared be what they are, children, or if they met their friends. None of this has ever been scientifically proven." When a state steals the rights of a child, it must prove that by doing so, it protects him against concrete and imminent danger. This proof has never been provided. It has been replaced by propaganda presenting the child as a vector of the pandemic. Reichelt, who is the editor of Bild, noted how moderate voices who attempted to offer calmer perspectives on the pandemic were never invited to the expert table, and urged viewers don't believe this lie when encountering alarmist proclamations from the government. The journalist called on authorities to open schools and sports halls instead of polling stations, warning that those who impose brutal lockdown measures will have their conscience and will leave in the history books a multitude of innocent souls. Bild has a daily circulation of 1.24 million copies, is the best-selling newspaper in Europe. And it's just amazing that this admission was made. This admission, word for word, should be made by every single newspaper, editor, and publisher in the United States of America. It's absolutely disgusting. The system is rigged. It's filled with lies of Nazi level. I'm about to write the commentary. This is 1938. This is what it must have felt like to be a Jew in Nazi Germany in 1938. Papers, 24/7, vaccine mandates, we're going to demand papers everywhere you go. Board a train, board a bus, board a plane, we demand papers. Walk in a restaurant, we want papers. Walk in a gym, we want papers. Walk in a school, we want proof of vaccination. These are Nazi Gestapo-level demands. Papers, 24/7, masks, 24/7, even in your house. Make people feel like subhumans. Lockdowns, close your business. You are not important enough to open a business. You have to be closed while we leave the big guys who make the big donations open. Stars on your clothing to indicate whether you got a vaccine or not. This is directly from Nazi Germany. Forced vaccinations of untested experimental vaccines right out of the Gestapo, Nazi Germany, Hitler playbook. Media censorship and banning straight from Germany. Dictators telling you what to do, dehumanizing you, locking you down, masking you, vaccinating you without your permission, but they do whatever they want in private. They go to the best restaurants, they don't wear masks, they go to wonderful weddings, they don't wear masks, they're laughing at you. And this is all over the flu. How about losing your job over your beliefs? Is this different than Nazi Germany? In Nazi Germany, you lost your job because you were a practicing Jew. Now you lose your job because you're not vaccinated. You lose your job because you believe the election was stolen. Come on, folks. Look what's going on. This is Nazi Germany. This is 1938. In 1938, they had not started the Final Solution yet. They were just starting to ruin Jews' lives and isolate them. They hadn't put them on the trains yet to the concentration camps. They hadn't committed mass genocide yet, but they were about to. They had just taken Jews' guns away. That's the next step. Soon they're going to take your guns away. How about door-to-door? Whether it's door-to-door vaccines or door-to-door take your guns away. It's all coming. It's all coming. They took away Jews' guns, I believe, in 1938. I believe that was the year that Jews had their guns taken away. No Jew could own a gun in Nazi Germany. And from that point on, Jews were sitting ducks to the Nazi extremist, wacko, murdering scum. If only I'd been there, I would have led a revolt. Well, I'm here now, and I know what's coming. And don't think I'm comparing this to the Holocaust, because this is about Jews. It's got nothing to do with Jews. I'm saying this was like the early beginnings of the Holocaust. They treated people the exact same way. They treated Jews the way they're now treating conservatives. And don't think I'm alone on this. Boston's Democrat mayor compares New York City vaccine mandate to slavery. So I'm not alone anymore. Democrats are thinking the same things as me. Black people are thinking the same things as me. But the proper comparison is not slavery. This is an exact match with what happened in 1938, which was pre-nightmare Germany. It's all heading that way. This can be compared to Nazi Germany. This can be compared to the Holocaust. This can be compared to the Gestapo asking for papers. This can be compared to vaccinating Jews without their permission with experimental drugs. My God, you see what's going on? Stars on the clothing? It's all happening unless we fight now.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will
gold and silver prices start to explode upwards. Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Roar.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. The Root's on fire. And boy, if we don't fight to take back this country now, this country's gone. Gone, gone, goodbye. Kiss you goodbye. You know, like Phil Rizzuto calling a home run. It's gone, baby. Goodbye. Well, that's what this country is. It's the gosh darn Hindenburg exploding as it hits the ground. Communist takeover of the United States. They see the greatest country in world history that's lifted up more black people and more Hispanic people and more immigrants than any country in the history of the world combined times 100. And they say, let's kill it. What we need is Cuba. What we need is Venezuela. What we really need is Haiti. It's incredible. And I just saw, I don't have it in front of me because I have hundreds of articles in front of me. I don't feel like digging for it. But I think it's, I just the amount of Haitians coming into America is up by like 600%. 600%. You have no idea how bad it is. It's scary. Matter of fact, the economy, a swing and a huge miss. ADP came out with their July jobs report. They expected the economy would add 653,000 jobs. It added 330,000 jobs. Latest poll is out. Joe Biden has crashed with independents. 18 points down since April. This is Morning Consult Politico. And you got to understand, they fixed their polls.
They always make sure Democrats look so much stronger than they are, and Republicans look so much weaker than they are. They always prop up Democrats, and they still show them 18 down. They said Biden's is the only problem for its party to remedy with 14 months to go until midterm elections. Among registered independents, 44% of voters approve, 49% disapprove. That number has dropped 18 points among independents since April. Poor Joe Biden. Nobody likes him. Poor baby. Go back in the basement with mommy. Maybe you could breastfeed. She'll change your diaper. You brain-dead, dementia-laden freaking puppet whose every idea is run by George Soros, Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, and the freaking Chinese Communist Party with an assist from the Mexican drug cartel. This segment of the show is sponsored by the War Raw podcast, which is my podcast, War Raw, for Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you'll love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. 7 days a week now with the all-important weekend. Best of the best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week for conservatives, patriots, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. Or maybe for now on, instead of saying anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump, it should be anybody who hates communism and Marxism and socialism and Cuba and Venezuela and Zimbabwe and Haiti and open borders and critical race theory and Black Lives Matter bullspit. That's who this is for. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. Check it out. So I spent the last segment telling you I believe there are very, very, very close similarities going on now and the Holocaust and Nazi Germany and 1938. Boston's Democrat mayor obviously agrees with me. She's black and a woman. She compares New York City vaccine mandate to slavery. She's Boston's acting mayor, because they've never had a female black mayor. There's one running right now. But she's the acting mayor. Her name is Kim Janey, Democrat. She's sending a strong signal her city will not enact a coronavirus vaccine mandate like New York City, seemingly comparing the measure to slavery. You know why? Because so many black people in America are not taking the vaccine. She couldn't care less. As a Democrat, a black female Democrat, she's not worried about Wayne Allyn Root. She couldn't care less about conservatives who aren't getting vaccinated. She's standing up for blacks who aren't getting vaccinated. You know what? I stand up for both. Janey later responded to Boston City Councilor Andrea Campbell. She said, what I said was there was a long history of asking people to show their papers. What our focus here in Boston is in making sure everyone has access to the vaccine, making sure we're doing everything to vaccinate, making sure our residents have access to the vaccine. But you can't mandate vaccines in America, and they're going to do it. It's going to happen, and we all have choices to make. Big choices.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dixie Fire in Northern California is now the second largest in the state's history. burning over 490,000 acres, about 370 homes, and threatening to burn around 14,000 buildings in the northern Sierra Nevadas. An evacuee describes having to leave his home to avoid the flames.
Left behind a lot of stuff. Fires ravaged through everything.
And this evacuee tells Fox News what it's like to see the site of the nearby smoke.
It's scary when you sit there and see all the smoke coming over the mountain and wonder where's it at because you can't see it.
The Pentagon is moving toward requiring COVID vaccinations for all U.S. service members. The Defense Secretary urging all service members to get vaccinated and not wait for an expected upcoming deadline. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Now the Root comes to you from the house that Root built, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network encryption to protect your internet connection. Secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service providers collect and use your private information without your knowledge. And examples in the news, remember all the companies that were hacked? They're out there ready to hack you. Remember the NSA spied on Tucker Carlson's emails? They're spying on you. I know they're spying on me. Cuba censored the internet to kill protests. Here in America, same thing. Conservative groups are being actively targeted by their own government. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA, right here in Las Vegas, by the way. For your business, for your home, for you, for your family, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. $6.95, not $695, $6.95 a month. Use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. We've got our guest with us. He's on usually about twice a month. His name is Josh Manning. Love to have him on. We all get along so well and think so alike on the important issues of the day. He's the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. He's a breath of fresh air. Western Journal, by the way, one of the most highly trafficked conservative websites in the world. We respect them greatly, just as we respect Josh Manning. Josh, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
What an intro, Wayne. Thank you.
So, listen, if you think like me, which I just, you know, from speaking to you all these months on the air, I believe we think alike. Can you believe how fast the downfall of America is going?
Oh, buddy, the top story on our page right now, I didn't tell your producer about this earlier because it hadn't happened yet. Top story on our page, a photo has surfaced of a couple having sex in the street in San Francisco. The guy who posted it said, I can't believe I'm seeing this. And Wayne, the people who read the comments attacked him. How intolerant of you. You're so close-minded. Why don't you just go off and live in the Bible Belt? It was unbelievable. That's the response. Sex literally in the streets, and that's the response.
Well, and you know, my response is a red-blooded all-American male. My response is just, was she cute? I don't think you're supposed to have pictures of it in the middle of the street. I don't think you should be doing it in the middle of the street. I think it's disgusting. I think it's low class. But if you're going to show me the picture, I just want to know, is she hot?
You are awful.
I'm just an American male, baby. I'm an all-American man. This is what all men should think like. And you know what? I think if he asked 100 men, 98 of them think like me and 2 are lying. Okay? Just to let you know. Okay. So was she pretty? I'm still asking. Was she hot?
No way to know. Thank God you couldn't tell from the photo.
Oh, okay.
It was rough. It did not look good, whatever the case was.
Well, obviously she's a lowlife. Obviously he's a lowlife. Obviously the couple's lowlives. And obviously it's disgusting that people do it in the middle of the street. But I was just wondering whether at least she was pleasing to the eyes. Yeah, I'm a guy.
Wait, you know, I mean, I could not imagine that. You and I are not the same age. I'm a little bit younger than you are. But I can't imagine this when I was growing up. I know there's no, and you grew up in New York, but you didn't see this kind of thing in New York when you were growing up.
New York City's a pretty wild place. I saw a lot of wild things.
Well,
I never saw anyone having sex in the middle of the street. No, that is true. Ever. Did not see that.
And it's just, it's amazing to me that people defend it. It's like the insanity of the trans agenda. It's like the insanity of sending a man out who says he's a woman to compete with female athletes. It's like, you pick the craziest, most ridiculous thing in the world right now, and people will say, oh, yeah, that's great. We should do more of it.
I think the craziest, most ridiculous thing in the world right now that I could think of would be a transgender in the military getting a free $150,000 operation to change from man to woman or woman to man. That, to me, is so insane. If you want to be gay, great. See, I'm pretty liberal on this issue. You want to be gay, great. You want to be lesbian, great. You want to be bisexual, great. Do it in your bedroom, far from me. I don't want to see it. As long as it doesn't affect me, it's okay. You want to be transsexual, change your sex, great. But you can't charge me for it. I'm not paying for your operation, but I am. We are. Right now, we're paying for the prisoners' operations to change their sex, and Josh, we're paying for the military to change their sex. And I called this a year ago before anyone else. I said, they're not patriots. When you get some guy who wants to be a gal who joins the military, it's not because he loves his country. It's not because he's willing to die. It's because he wants a free sex change operation. And I was so on the money. I was so freaking right. That's why they're joining the military, for the free surgery.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that, Wayne. I had a friend who used to say, we would talk about don't ask, don't tell, and gays in the military, and he used to say, look, the only person I want to be worried about is the guy in front of me on the battlefield, not the guy behind me.
And you're trying to say now you got to worry about the guy behind you. Don't bend over and don't drop the soap.
Exactly, and you don't know if it's a guy or not. Now, I mean, there was another story. We did not have it today. I saw it over at Daily Mail. They had a story about this was a transgender person, a male claiming to be female, who ended up, he raped his own either mother or grandmother, I can't remember, and has now been put into a prison with women. I mean, it's Wayne, it's also backward. But I agree with you. The idea that we would pay for someone's sex change operation because they were somehow born in the wrong body, which doesn't even make sense because your body, according to these guys, doesn't determine your sex. So how in the world could your body be wrong? It's all such a mess. I mean, there's no clear thinking. It's like reason has gone the way of the dinosaur.
And just when you think that's as bad as it gets, and being in the military and paying for their surgery is as bad as it gets, and playing sports with women and winning their gold medals,
yeah,
that sounds like it's as bad as it gets. Nope, I got a worse one. Nothing in the whole world I've ever heard of is worse than two people getting divorced and the wife gets full custody of your children and she decides that your son at the age of like 3 really should be a girl and the judge says she's in full control and can change the child's sex and the father's willing to spend his entire life savings to save his son and it's too late. His son's name is, you know, Brian and she calls him Mary and she's changing his sex and there's nothing he can do and the judge rules for the woman. When you hear stuff like this, Josh, I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm speechless.
No, I don't either. And I think the horrifying thing, Wayne, is you're talking about one case, and we are talking with somebody else who is in the exact same position right now. We've been.
There's a few of them around the country.
Days.
There's a few. Yeah. Listen, all you need is a liberal woman. That's all you need is a liberal woman, a liberal ex-wife, and they think Johnny should be Jane, and your life is completely ruined as a father. It's all over, and the judge will always rule in favor of the woman, the feminist liberal woman, because it's always a feminist liberal judge.
Court.
It's so disgusting. This country has lost its way. You know, I was saying today, do we want to be Haiti? Because that's what Joe Biden. Obama want to do. They want to turn us to Venezuela or Cuba or Haiti. And as soon as I said it, I see online, Josh, 644% increase in Haitians illegally crossing the U.S. border. 644% increase. So, you know, we want to be little Haiti in America. Has anybody looked around Haiti? This is not a racial issue. I'm not a racist. I don't care if they're black. Go look at Haiti. It's the most disgusting hellhole, or as Donald Trump would say, crap hole, in the entire world. It doesn't get any worse than Haiti. And you're bringing the whole Haiti to America. They're going to bring their disgusting nation to us. This is crazy.
Well, if there's one thing that's missing from America right now, it's voodoo.
Yeah, there you
go. We know that's going to come over with the Haitians. That's interesting that you say that, Wayne, because, you know, last week there was a story about, I think 50,000 new illegals were let in. It was some sort of a mass entry. I can't remember the details on it, but I remember the video that Fox ran was, it was a bunch of black folks coming in at the southern border. And, you know, that means that you've got folks who are either coming from the Caribbean or they're coming from Africa and they're landing in South America or Central America and making their way up then. That's all well and good, perfectly fine if you go at the legal route. If you go at the illegal route, the thing that's most concerning about that is, where is Islam on the march, Wayne? It's on the march in Northern Africa. I don't want people who are sympathetic to radical Islamist ideologies crossing the southern border and are having no idea who's here and who isn't. We've played this game before. We let people in who were radical. We didn't know who they were. We weren't tracking them. Well, actually, that's not true. We did kind of know who they were, and we didn't follow through with it, which I think was more great work from the FBI. And we saw what happened with that. I don't want to go through that again, Wayne. And, Wayne, I swear, I try to be the voice of reason, but I watch these clips and I just get so angry and begin to think to myself, when the hell is somebody going to do something about this? We can't keep doing this. We can't let the rest of the world into our country. We're not us anymore.
Well, we can't do that if supposedly there's a terrible death knell called COVID. If you really believe everyone's going to die of COVID, how could you leave the border open? I don't believe everyone's going to die of COVID. I believe it's the flu, and it's a 99.97% success, meaning survival rate. So very few people will ever die, and most of them are extremely old or extremely sick or extremely obese. But having said that, if you are a Democrat and you believe we need to hide in our homes and close all the businesses and lock down the country, how do you justify the border being open and letting all these people in that have third world disease, including COVID? This is insanity. Wait, hold on, Josh. We'll be right back. More with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Be back in a sec. I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allen Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other WAR listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only for WAR listeners, that's right, it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO! You have to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's transformation, the breakthrough science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're having chicken jokes in the in the off mic 4 minutes. Lots of chicken jokes. If you were only here, you'd understand exactly what I'm talking about, but... All right, chickens and synagogues, very interesting stuff. Josh Manning is with us. Before I get back to Josh, I have to mention the sponsor of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD, because I work out so hard every day. I'm in the best shape of my freaking life. Matter of fact, I went to dinner the other night, and a buddy hadn't seen me in about 9 months, and he just flipped. He said, holy crap, what have you been doing? And so I've been working out really hard, and I give the credit to Energizer Health, as you know, on this show, Energized Health on this show, but when you work out hard, you also have aches and pains, and I couldn't continue to work out hard and to be in great shape without something to deal with the aches and pains. So I give a lot of credit to Sons of Liberty CBD as well, because when you're 60 years old, which I just turned a couple weeks ago, and you work out hard, you get serious aches and pains. Not anymore. Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion quarterback, told me about Sons of Liberty CBD, and he said he doesn't have that soreness anymore after being hit 10,000 times. He's not in constant pain from his arthritis. Well, I feel the same way now. I work out hard, and my body is in great shape. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. I've never smoked pot. I never will smoke pot. But CBD will not get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American grown and made and mainstream. For my listeners only, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product you order forevermore. Just use the code WAR15 and get up to 25% off. WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty CBD.com. All right, we're back with Josh Manning, the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, with some of the most popular stories at the Western Journal. What could be more popular, Josh, than Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, trying to defend himself? I understand he used some pictures and it turned into a disaster. Tell us that story.
Wayne, you can never do stuff like this justice on the air, on radio, as you know, but he gave a spectacular response trying to defend himself. And he said, listen, this is nothing new. I have behaved like this for a long time. Ask anybody. And then he runs a series of pictures of him touching other people's faces, cradling other people's faces, kissing other people, hugging other people.
Both men and women, I assume, right? Both men and women?
Both men and
He's bisexual, in other words.
Including Al Gore, and it's not entirely clear what sex Al Gore is, but he was doing the same thing to him. And it's the tone deafness is amazing, and I think it's maybe because these people truly think they're above the law, they're invulnerable, nothing bad will happen to them. He literally went out there and made the case that everybody else is making against him and thought he was defending himself. I'd be humiliated if I were in the Cuomo family. But if I were in the Cuomo family, I'd be Chris working for CNN and writing out his defense, which is what
I have a big question. I have a question. You're a very smart guy, Josh Manning. So why has every Democrat in America turned against Andrew Cuomo so badly? Why?
Rats on a sinking ship. You know, there's only so much that you can take. Here's the funny thing, Wayne. I want to know why people haven't turned on Biden exactly the same way.
Right, he's done all the same issues.
He's got a similar accusation. Yep. There are the pictures, everything. But no, he's left alone. And then the guy has the guts to come out. Biden has the guts to come out and say, oh, Cuomo needs to get out.
Well, Biden has some really bad advisors, because if I was them, I would have told him to stay out of it, sir, because with all due respect, you have the same issue. So if you bring it up, it's going to be a disaster for you. So it's really stupid to bring it up. But here's my explanation for why I think they're doing this to Cuomo. Biden, whether you think he's brain dead and dementia, you know, Laden and a puppet and Obama's really president or Biden's turned into a commie or whatever you think about him, everyone admits, including me, he's a relatively nice person. Even if he's a little perverted, I think Biden over the years seems like he's kind of perverted with the way he grabs women.
Yeah.
But he seems like a nice back-slapping guy who kind of means well in a way. Whereas Andrew Cuomo, is from everything I've read, and I've never met him, I'm just telling you my opinion, seems like almost a mafia figure. He is he's like John Gotti. He's like this hateful, intimidating, vengeful human being who tries to destroy your life if you ever, ever disagree with him over anything. And I think he's hurt a lot of people over the years, and everybody is now coming back. It's like, you know, if you raped people, all the women you raped suddenly find you in a room or a back alley, and there's 50 of them and one of you. They're finally going to get back their power and hit you with a baseball bat in the knees. All the people that he's kneecapped over the years are coming back to get Andrew Cuomo. That's the way I see it.
They are. And remember how this started, what prefaced this, and that was all of the word coming out about what a monster he really is, how badly he treats people, how vicious he is. All of that came out, and then the sex stuff started to come out. I don't think there's anybody who likes the man. They're all afraid of him.
But keep in mind, nobody ever cared that he killed 12,000 old people. It's just that he's, you know, being mean to a few young women.
No, that's next, though. That's next. That'll finish it.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of it. Though they're looking to get rid of him before that becomes an issue. They want to literally kill his career over sexual harassment before that other stuff gets brought up. That's what I think's going on. Josh Manning, got to run. Senior news editor at Western Journal, Josh Manning, westernjournal.com. Great site. Go there all the time. You should too. westernjournal.com. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Wayne.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
93.